Horizon CEO Margaret Melanson was in Sackville on Monday to address Tantramar Town Council. Councillors heard that while there is now a full staff of nurses at the Sackville Memorial Hospital, a return to 24/7 service at Sackville's emergency department is still months out due to a shortage of doctors. Here's Melanson answering a question from Tantramar Councillor Bruce Finney.
We have the nursing staff. That's not the issue. The issue is the medical staff coverage. I really don't want to reintroduce additional hours and then have to retreat again from that. And so our next leap would hopefully be that we would be able to be open until at least midnight, and then from there look at what will be the model for an overnight service availability. At this point in time, as mentioned earlier, it is very much predicated on medical staff coverage. We've had a few interests that have been provided to us, which we're definitely pursuing, but I couldn't give you a date today as to when we would be ready to introduce that again. But I will tell you, absolutely, it is our goal.
Melanson said that at least two additional full-time emergency department doctors are needed to fully staff the Sackville ER. But the health network is also considering piggybacking on Moncton ER staffing.
I will say as well that we've been in conversation with Moncton Hospital because we do feel as well that there was an opportunity perhaps to be leveraging their resources to also be covering the Sackville Memorial Hospital Emergency Department. And so, you know, it may be that it's a combination of physicians that are recruited that would live in Sackville and work pretty well their full-time position at the Sackville Memorial Hospital Emergency Department. However, most likely it would be a combination with people from the Moncton Hospital that would be coming out to cover shifts.
Melanson also said the Horizon is looking at the possibility of using physicians' assistants in busy ERs, such as Moncton, to lighten the workload for ER doctors. Melanson was in Sackville in part to celebrate the accomplishments of Horizon's collaboration with local volunteer group, the Rural Health Action Group. Much has been said publicly about the work on recruitment and retention, including the design of a website geared towards attracting healthcare workers to the area. But the action group has also had a number of volunteers who created a service design working group, and they produced a report and recommendations for Horizon, which Melanson says the health network is using to inform its plans. Only trouble is that report is not available to anyone outside of Horizon or the Rural Health Action Group. Though volunteers submitted the report and recommendations on behalf of the community to Horizon in the fall, the group has yet to release it publicly, despite requests to do so. Nonetheless, Melanson says the recommendations laid out in the report are being outlined for implementation.
There was an in-depth review of the current healthcare services in the Sackville area and an analysis of those gaps and opportunities. And this was created by the Service Design Working Group, which were a working group comprised of members of your community. And I will say that they did a fabulous job and they presented a very fine report to myself and other members of our executive team back in the late fall of 2022. And so as a result of these recommendations having been brought forward to Horizon, we have a plan now that we would like to outline for implementation.
Melanson told council that recommendations included prioritizing addiction and mental health addiction resources, improving access to primary care, enhancing existing team-based practices such as a health clinic and nursing home without walls, enhancing prevention, wellness, and education, improving transportation, and improving long-term care. Both Melanson and the Rural Health Action Group Chair John Hyam made references to new clinics in their comments on Monday. It's not clear what either has in mind, though they referred to team-based primary care clinics and also wellness clinics focused on preventative care. In his closing remarks, Hyam indicated that the future governance model, how Horizon interacts with the community, is one of the big questions that needs to be answered, and the role of municipal councils will have to be considered.
We now have to think about collaboration 2.0. How are we going to do this? We need different people. We need to actually do things now. Last time we could just tell Horizon, well, you should probably try this or this. But now we actually have to find places for clinics and find residences and you know, go out and recruit and attend some of the sessions where we could recruit. And so that's where we're at, which is a positive, but it's not an easy transition that we're going to go through in the next little while.
That's former Sackville Mayor and now co-chair of the Rural Health Action Group, John Higham.